Hi, friend. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance your brain is already doing a lot of thinking, planning, overthinking, maybe even stressing out before the day really gets going. That's exactly why I created the Takeout Therapy app. It gives you the simple, therapist-guided tools that you can use in real time, so when your mind starts to spiral, you already kind of know what to do. If you want a calmer way to move through your day, the link is in the show notes, and you can always find my resources at takeouttherapy.com. In this episode, you'll discover a tiny reset that takes less than about 30 seconds and helps your body shift out of emotional overload. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist, anxiety expert, and a big fan of short, powerful mindset shifts. Most Mondays, I share one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Let's get into it. I'm really happy you showed up for today's little session because I'm going to teach you what emotional overload actually does to your body, why taking tiny little resets is better than taking whole days off, and a simple sensory tool you can use anytime and anywhere. Because I decided to start a little burnout series this month, I want to also equip you with the tools that you need every single day as you go through your life to prevent burnout. Because I know overextended people, probably like you, don't have these giant pockets of time. It's not like you can just head on off to the spa for the day, right? You probably need something small and relatively doable. So I'm going to teach you today a little practice that anyone can use. I'll get right into it. I learned this little practice in my EMDR training a few years ago, and it takes about 30 seconds. And basically, with using your hands together with your breath, you can send a message to your nervous system and your brain that A, you're in charge, B, you are safe, and C, you will determine the next direction that your body and brain move in. Because the thing that I want you to understand is that when you get overwhelmed, when you're overthinking, when you're exhausted and burned out, it takes a huge toll on your body. It takes a toll on your brain. Your brain doesn't know what's going on. It thinks it has to think more. And your body doesn't really know what's going on either. And so it kind of prepares as though you're going through something really hard. And that's not good for you. So it's your job to educate your body about what's happening in your life and what your capacity is to deal with it. This tiny little reset skill is going to help you do that. So really all you have to do is move your hands around while you breathe. So place one hand on the back of your neck and your other hand just right on your chest and take one slow breath. Then move the hand that's currently sitting on your neck down to your belly and take another slow breath. Breathe gently through your nose and out your mouth. Try to get your jaw to soften a little bit. You can add some extra breaths. And then if you want to, and you feel like it will be helpful as a further place to focus, you can name something that you see in the room. And I don't mean just like, that's a lamp. I mean, wow, there's a lamp there. It's short. It's red. It has some bumps. The paint is very reflective, and I can see other things in the room bouncing off the reflection of the lamp. That's what I mean by naming one thing you can see. Describe it. Use color, use texture, use whatever comes up for you to spend a moment really seeing the thing. You could also expand on this by listening a little in your environment and sort of determining what are the sounds that are closer to you and what are the ones that are further away. These are just some funny little ways to play with your senses, your breathing, and your nervous system regulation to let your body and brain know it's all good here, so we can bring that elevation level down a little bit. This type of skill pulls attention away from scanning every environment for the emotional cues or what you need to engage with or what you can do to fix the situation. It actually just brings your nervous system into the present moment. You can use this skill anytime you start to get overwhelmed, or you can use this skill any old time. I recommend using it when you start to fade, actually. Come on back to present and reset yourself a little bit. Or I recommend using it when you start to get amped up about things that you maybe don't want to waste all your emotional energy getting all amped up about. And I also recommend using this skill as a bridge when you get pulled into things that you don't want to be getting pulled into, like maybe overfunctioning or caretaking or people pleasing. This is a skill that you can use to like regroup and pivot, friend. So hopefully that's helpful for you for today. If you want a daily space to practice tiny little resets like this, the Everyday Calm app that I built actually guides you through short lessons and reflections every single day. The app basically uses your input to hand you a skill that I have given it to hand you. The technology is amazing. Check it out at studio.com/Rebecca, or I put the link in the show notes to the app for your convenience. Hopefully in this mini episode, I taught you that emotional overload actually makes the body work really hard, and tiny little resets interrupt that pattern. You can use the practice that I taught you today literally anytime you feel pulled in too many directions. It's an awesome reset. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you showing up here and doing your work. Please, if you like the content that I put out every week, follow the podcast and leave a short review. That's pretty much how the podcasting world works, friend, and I would love for more people to be able to find this short form content. And as always, while Takeout Therapy is an awesome educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources or find out how to work with me. Until next time, take really good care of yourself.
If something in this episode hit home for you, that's your starting point. Because insight is really helpful, but real change comes from what you do next. The Takeout Therapy app is where you can take what you're learning here and actually practice it in your real life. Short tools, simple steps, support you can come back to every single day. You want me in your pocket? If you're ready to feel more steady and less overwhelmed, click the link in the show notes. One click and you're in. I'll see you inside.